Now in its eight-year, Neon Desert Music Festival has become a downtown El Paso staple. This year features music of all genres, including Mexican alternative rock band Café Tacuba, Colombian electro-pop group Bomba Estéreo, hip-hop superstar Lil Wayne, and Atlanta rapper Gucci Mane. By the way, there's more to Neon than what I've mentioned in this intro, and here to tell us all about it is artist hospitality manager Caroline Vasquez. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hi, Marina. Thanks for having me.
So today's a big day. Are you ready?
Yes, I am ready. Ready for it to be over.
What people don't know is like when you're actually working the festival, it's not fun.
I mean, you are standing. You don't get to meet every artist just because it's artist hospitality.
Right. They just want their water, right?
Yes, and they want their water and they want their vegan whatever stuff. Yeah, all that good stuff.
But since, I mean, the festival, it starts at 3 today, right?
Yes, starts at 3.
What time do you guys open doors?
Well, actually, the box office opens at 2. So okay. Gives you plenty of time to grab your ticket, maybe grab like a bite to eat or something. So doors are at 3.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The other important thing to note is that you are going back to your original footprint.
Yes.
I think the entrance that we all know and love, except for it moved 2 years ago.
Yes.
So let's remind people where the entrance is again.
Yes, it's on Oregon and Franklin, right by Grey Dog.
Right in front of the library.
Yeah, pretty much that too.
So will call, any tickets, any entrance, that's all happening there at the, if you can get to the downtown library, you can get to the entrance of Neon Desert.
Pretty much, yes.
So let's dig in and talk about the lineup. Who are you most excited to see today?
I am definitely excited to see, obviously, at the drive-in. Very, very pumped to see them, especially since this is obviously a hometown performance for them.
So. And El Paso always goes crazy because they're home. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I definitely want to see what Third Eye Blind is all about.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I was kind of out of all the bands on this lineup, I'm very surprised that Third Eye Blind is there. But, I mean, I can see.
I think people will gravitate toward it. I think it's one of those things where people were kind of like, oh, Daddy Yankee's on the lineup, like as far as last year's concerned. And it was like popping. Everybody was up there.
Well, that's the thing. Everybody knows all the songs. They're going to act like they don't, but they totally know.
It's like, I'll see you. I'll see you there. See you in the pit. No, I'm just kidding.
And then Lil Wayne, how cool is that? I mean, so we had Cardi B on the lineup and then, she's pregnant.
She's got to do her thing.
Right.
But I think Lil Wayne definitely was a great replacement for her. I think he's definitely going to be another act to see at Neon for sure, especially since he is pretty much headlining the evening.
I like how Neon does, it's very much cross genre. I mean, it's not just a rock concert. It's not just an electronic thing. It's not just a Spanish thing, but it's a little bit of everything. And it seems to be that way by design, right?
Totally. Yeah, I think we totally take pride on the fact that it's a very eclectic lineup. And the fact that we are one of the few national lineups that also feature a pretty heavy Latin demographic as well. So that is really cool, especially with bands like Bomba Estéreo and Cuco that
Let's talk about Cuco.
Yeah, Cuco is amazing.
That dude is going to blow up, and we're lucky to see him right now at this stage.
Definitely, if you've got some time, Spotify him before you catch him tomorrow playing. So he is a huge artist. He's pretty much on every major festival, selling out shows and stuff. So you have to catch him.
It's funny. earlier this year, I got a text from my friend Arto, and he's like, I just finished watching this guy named Cuco, and you have to see him. Like, you have to download everything right
was
now.
Was he at Lowbrow at the sold-out show?
No, it was somewhere in L.A. or New York.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And he's like, you must do this right now.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I did.
He is like the voice of reason for like Latin sad boy music. It's awesome.
Well, it's about time we had another Latin sad boy, right?
Totally.
I see the drums. I know like that.
Oh, yeah. El Paso
huge
favorite
El Paso
for sure.
Favorites.
They're also playing tomorrow as well. So definitely another band you got to catch. We definitely have a really cool lineup as far as the homegrown stage is concerned. We have all types of local bands set to perform, including Great Shapes. We've got Dulce Mal, Wildsters, Sleep Spent, as well as Medvedi, Crybaby, and Lowbrow Palace Battle the Band winner, Backcamp.
Anything else that people should know going today? I mean, I think you said now people can have re-entry as well.
Yes, re-entry is a thing this year. Also something to consider if you have like a kid or if you're babysitting. Kids under 3.5 feet tall or shorter can actually come in for free if they're accompanied with the adult that has a ticket, of course.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, it's something else to consider for sure.
And by all means, bring the kids. I mean, if you can, especially during the day, there's so much food. There's so much fun. It's a cool environment. I mean,
totally.
And it's worth it. I mean, I have those memories of going to shows with my parents. And
yeah, me too. It's like, you can totally get away with it.
My parents
were
cool.
It's safe. Yeah.
So if you have to see one band other than at the drive-in, because you said that's it, if there's one act like you think people absolutely have to see on this lineup, who would it be? I'll even do you a solid and split it in day. So like on Saturday, if you only see one band,
I would say for Saturday, I would say Playboi Carti. He just came out with this really, really cool album and been listening to it a lot. And I think that's definitely another huge artist that's on the lineup that people are kind of, he's kind of like the underdog, I'd say, on this lineup.
But so maybe not as popular, but will
yeah,
be. Like
will
you're going to hear about
sure.
him after this.
Yes, totally. So that's my Saturday pick. As far as Sunday is concerned, I got to go with The Garden. If you're a fan of Mac DeMarco and you saw them at the Lowbrow in October, definitely another band you won't want to miss for sure.
Is it that same vibe?
They're actually like a punk band and they're twins. They're
really?
Really cool. Yeah, they're actually models for Yves Saint Laurent too. So.
Are you serious?
Yeah, another really cool band
so
that's on the lineup.
Good to look at and good to hear.
Yeah. Come on, cannot beat that combination.
some good eye candy there.
Yes.
You've got all sorts of fun food too, which, okay, so you go to festivals and yes, the music is good, but let's talk about the food.
Yes.
Because, come on. Do you get Neon Desert gut? Because I get Chalk the Block gut.
What is that?
I eat too much.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's all the fun
for
stuff.
Sure.
Like,
you want to try
the little spirally
and,
potatoes
yeah.
and all the pineapples
yeah.
and all the stuff. And
I'm excited because Crave's actually going to have some vegan options this year. So
it's
definitely
a thing.
Something. Yeah. It's finally happening. So, yeah, Crave's going to be there. We also have Tacos Chinampa that's coming through.
You get some Nona's Pizza.
Yes, Nona's Pizza as well.
Oh, and who can forget the Tap on Wheels?
Yes, the Tap, of course. They're going to have burritos and tacos and all that good stuff. And, of course, their nachos.
And you know what we also haven't talked about? It's heavy on the music, but there's a ton of art happening at the same time. I mean, you guys are really building
yes.
an experience, and there's more to it than the music, and the art is always phenomenal. Can
of
we,
course,
can
yeah.
we talk about our friends, the artists?
Yes. So Exist 1981 curates it every year, and he does such a great job. He brings in artists from not only El Paso, of course, but also regionally as well, especially in San Diego, some California-based artists, but some artists included on there, I believe, are Kristen. She was at Chalk the Block, and she won, like, the grand prize.
She does all
prize.
The cool line yeah. drawings.
Shout out to Christian. Kristen.
1,000 grams.
1,000 grams as well. They're actually going to be painting the skate park. That's actually going to be on site.
Well, let's
weekend.
Talk about the skate park. Can you
yeah.
bring your skateboard and do that? Or
so
it, how
that's
does that
not
work?
How it works. It's just more of the brands that are involved, including Desert People, Compound, 1,000 grams, and Exist. They're all sponsors, so they all have their own skaters that they're going to highlight throughout the entire weekend. So you'll be able to like see them do their thing.
Nice. And there's yeah. a lucha ring?
Yes, of course. Luchadores are back again. They'll be right by the skate park as well too, so they'll be coming out and doing some matches, and get to see that happen all weekend as well too. So
do they happen throughout the day, or is it after the sun comes down?
It's going to be throughout the day, yeah.
Okay.
So you'll be able to see them, yeah.
And did your footprint increase too, or are you kind of just going back to the old footprint?
It's a little bit larger in a sense, but these guys are all going to be at the Coffee Box parking lot. So
okay.
they'll all be activated in there too.
Nice.
Vendors are going to be the same where all the food is by, I want to say, the Plaza Theater.
Okay.
Down that street. So everything's kind of more or less staying the same.
Nice. Yeah. And then the VIP experience for those that want to splurge a little.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where you guys really go to town. I don't know if
oh,
people
yeah.
know what the heck goes on back there.
It's definitely very much curated well enough to where it's totally like a grand experience. You can get your hair done, get your nails done, massages on site as well. They're going to have a food truck based in there as well. And there's two different ticket tiers. So if you want to do just the general VIP, those are $275. And then we've got the J&K Platinum Weekend Pass, which is $550.
And that's a whole other planet.
Yes, that's actually, you have the platform where you can see one of the main stages. So it's pretty much, yeah.
If you don't want to stand
the grand experience
that close
of Neon
to
Desert. Yeah. If you're antisocial, this is for you.
Well, let's circle back because we have doors opening today at, well, you're opening the box office at 2.
At 2. And
doors at 3.
At 3. Yes.
And if you have your ticket, just show on up.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to buy
a ticket.
Or if you're
one of the lucky ones that got your wristband at the Fountains and at Lowbrow, you just get to walk right in.
And for those of us that just kind of want to check it out, you can come and go as you please, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's really it. I mean, the full lineup, it's, how many bands are on this? Do you know? I mean, it's a lot.
It is a lot. There's about 20-something major, like, regional, national acts. And then there's about, I want to say, 15 to 20 local bands.
Well, so, either way, it's going to be amazing. And for all the details, I know there's a lot of questions about what you can bring inside, what you can't. Really, the website has everything.
Yes. There's a whole sheet dedicated to that at neondesert.com.
So if you want to download the map, if you want to see the itinerary, mm-hmm. if you want to kind of plan your day, really go to neondesert.com. Or if you want to be spontaneous, just show up at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, you can do that.
That's it, right?
Yes.
And Neon Desert happens today and tomorrow in downtown El Paso. Again, don't forget, the main entrance is at Oregon and Franklin, right in front of the main library. Today, my guest has been artist hospitality manager, Caroline Vasquez. I hope you survive the weekend.
Thank you so much.
Wear lots of sunblock. And thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you. Hope to see you out there.